I'm Donna Lieberman, the executive director of the New York Civil Liberties Union. In the weeks following the attack, we faced new First Amendment issues. First Amendment issues that I never thought I'd see the likes of in New York City. We learned about people who were arrested and charged and convicted for saying things like, "Hooray, Osama." This is speech. It's garbage speech, but it's speech. It's political speech. It's opinion, and it has the right to be said. And he was arrested. That was a clue as to the kinds of problems and the kinds of rollbacks we were going to face in days to come. I always thought that we were going to be confronting that limitations on speech and government interference with our lives would recede as we moved further away from the attacks. But that has not been the case at all. And in the First Amendment area, I think we see that as well. Many months later, when the February 15th demonstration was scheduled to oppose the invasion of Iraq, the police department took the position, no marches in Manhattan because of terrorism threats. What terrorism threats, we asked? Oh, we don't know, just terrorism. What's mind-boggling is that when we went to court to challenge the ban on marches in Manhattan on February 15th, anywhere in Manhattan on February 15th, the court bought it. Hook, line, and sinker. Terrorism, no problem. Civil liberties, we don't care. And we lost not only in the district court, but at the appellate level. The result was that the demonstration, while an outpouring of dissent and a tribute to our democracy in many ways, you know, people were not deterred by the police reaction or by the intimidation of the Bush administration. You know, from a demonstration point of view, from a policing point of view, it was a disaster. You know, hundreds of people were arrested. There was violence, you know, by the police. It was not democracy's finest hour. We issued a report about that, criticized the police, and ultimately filed a lawsuit. The Civil Liberties Union, you know, which is accustomed to winning these battles in court, lost in court, but ultimately won that piece of the battle in the court of public opinion because everybody criticized the way the city handled the issue. And we learned that there had been a sub rosa ban on marches in Manhattan for months, and the city rescinded that policy because of the criticisms that it received and because of the policing disaster that demonstration was.